America is trying to come to terms with its complicated racial past. Cities are taking down statues of Confederate generals. The Pentagon is changing the names of military bases that honor the Confederacy. Now, scientists are trying to find new names for more than 100 birds named after people. As WKSU's Jeff St. Clair reports, it's part of an effort to make birdwatching more inclusive.
When early naturalists discovered a new bird, they often named it after a friend or colleague. There's
Wilson's warbler and Swainson's warbler and Kirtland's warbler. Then you've got Nuttall's woodpecker and Casson's vireo, Casson's auklet. And you go off into the sparrows and there's Bottery's sparrow and Backman's sparrow.
Ken Kaufman is the author of several birding field guides. We met at one of his favorite birding spots near Lake Erie. Kaufman, like many birders, hadn't paid much attention to the people behind the bird names. That is, until he learned more about that last guy.
Backman was actually a Lutheran minister in South Carolina. Backman also fancied himself to be a scientist, and part of what he wrote about was just the idea that suggesting that whites were just naturally superior to members of other races.
As justification for slavery. The American Ornithological Society, the group governing bird names, asked Kaufman to serve on a committee looking into how to change some or all of the names of the 149 North American birds named after people. Society President Mike Webster is committed to the idea.
We want to and will change those bird names that need to be changed.
He says last year, McCown's longspur was renamed the thick-billed longspur after it was noted that John McCown was a Confederate general. But Webster cautions that common names provide guidance for those navigating the scientific literature.
And if you overnight changed the names of a quarter of the streets in a particular city, that would cause chaos.
The name change movement is part of a growing awareness that bird watching needs to be more inclusive.
I feel like it's a start.
Nicole Jackson is a birder in Columbus, Ohio. She's one of the organizers of Black Birders Week, which was first held last year after a black birder was accosted by a white woman in Central Park. One goal is to highlight a shared interest in nature.
Black people are in these spaces. We just need to talk about it more, and we need to feel like we have enough of a community for us to talk to each other and feel safe.
Tyke James is a birder in Washington, D.C., and an organizer of Black Birders Week.
As an activist in the birding community, I would say that I'm seeking to decolonize the birding experience.
Names, James says, should say something about the birds themselves, like red-winged blackbird or yellow-bellied sapsucker, or their natural history.
Not these glorifications of folks that would not want people like me birding today. They would be upset if the birding community was trying to decolonize.
Birder Tyke James says science needs to be accountable to the present day, and the renaming is just a small part of that process. For NPR News, I'm Jeff St. Clair.